Guild members say storytelling was the first art form. People might think of dance, music, or painting when they think about the arts, but storytelling is also an art, an ancient oral tradition. Think of cavemen.
When Og sat around in the cave and told Ugg about the big mammoth he killed that day, whether it was true or not, that was one of the first stories. And we like to think that we're handing down something that's old as the world itself.
Storytelling has endured for so long for many reasons. One reason is healing. After a devastating event like the April storms, some people donated money, cleared debris, and helped with other physical needs. The Guild wanted to help victims talk through their experiences.
And from our own personal histories and history as the Guild, we know how healing story can be. So we determined at that time that we would wait until a little later on in the healing process and the recovery process to have an evening of storytelling. And this evening serves as two things. Number one, as a benefit for the ongoing relief and recovery efforts up in Bradley County. We will be soliciting funds, not material things, but money that evening. And also a chance for people in the community and those affected by the storms to come and have a relaxed evening, a laid-back evening of story, of music. They can come and spend some time just listening to some good storytellers telling some good stories, some wonderful local musicians playing some acoustic traditional music. And also those who want to will have an opportunity to tell their own recovery story.
This series of Storytelling Tuesdays is called the Blue Tarp Special. Baker says there will be a professional listener present during these events. That's important because in order to be a good storyteller, you also have to be a good listener.
And I like to think that every one of us in the Guild are exceptional listeners. So anyone who has a storm story, you don't have to get on stage and tell it in front of everybody. We're not going to have cameras there. We're not going to have CNN there. It's an evening that we hope will be one more step in the process of healing in Bradley County.
The Guild meets every second Tuesday of the month at the Cleveland-Bradley County Public Library at 7 p.m. Owen says that people in general love storytelling, and an example of that would be the thousands of people who go to Jonesboro, Tennessee, every year in October to listen to storytellers on stage. So it's not just for children's entertainment.
As a matter of fact, many of us prefer to tell to olders. We just really, older people, we like to tell to adults and older youth. And so we have all kinds of stories from traditional and story folk tales and all the way up to personal stories.
That doesn't mean storytelling for children isn't important. Baker points that out as she talks about the difficulty in getting people to understand exactly what storytelling is. She says often when they announce a storytelling event, they're asked what book they're going to be reading from.
Because their history has been sitting cross-legged in a classroom or in a library, and the teacher reads a sentence and holds the pictures up, reads a sentence and holds the pictures up. There's nothing wrong with that. Children need that. That must be done every day to children. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's story reading. It's not story telling. There's no barrier between the teller and the audience. We're not up there with props and books and reading out to somebody. There's absolutely no barrier. It's like I'm sitting here and I'm telling you the story right now.
Music will also be accompanied with the storytelling, and I asked Baker if the music ties in with the type of stories they tell, and she says very much so. For example, musician and storyteller Michael Reno Harrell started his career as an award-winning songwriter, and later would often tell audiences long stories about how he wrote his songs.
So he realized that music and storytelling go hand in hand, and we're finding that out. Not necessarily rock music, not necessarily one type over another, but in this area at least, the old traditional bluegrass, string band, traditional acoustic music so lends an atmosphere of home. I guess that's the thing. It lends such an atmosphere of home and comfort that it makes both tellers and listeners feel comfortable.
After the Blue Tarp Special, Olin says there are other storytelling events coming up. The next one is called Telebration, which will be held at the Cleveland Public Library in November.
Telebration is an evening of storytelling that's done throughout the world. It started with just a few venues in the country, in the United States, and it grew and it grew and it grew, and now there are living rooms and huts and floors of the forest and places all over the world where people come together in November, and it is called Telebration, and we have been doing it for many, many years in Cleveland, and the local tellers will tell and just come in and relax and enjoy themselves. We also have our biggest event will come in February, actually, when we have Elizabeth Rose coming as our professional teller. She's coming to Cleveland for an event we call Okoye Story Fest. She'll be there and work in the schools during the week, and then she will have a storytelling concert, is what we call it, on Friday night at 7 o'clock, and it will be at the Museum Center at Five Points. And that will be our 17th Okoye Story Fest. We have had tellers that are very famous in the storytelling world come to Cleveland, Tennessee to tell for our audiences.
That was Maureen Olin and Judy Baker from Cleveland talking about their storytelling guild. Storytelling is every second Tuesday of the month at the Cleveland-Bradley County Public Library at 7 p.m. For more information about the guild, you can log on to tntellers.org. For Around and About, I am Bobby Sullivan.